Having an e-book in the Kindle store is great fun. It's a great thrill to have achieved the Irish Epic Poem in 33 cantos, my first ever e-book publication, self-published in the Kindle store. There's a great thrill about it. But the more I realise the hard work I have to do in order to get it out of the Kindle store into other people's possession, the more I realise that you can't prepare enough. You can't prepare enough for having a book in the Kindle store or in any other digital store like iTunes. The really hard work is now, because a couple of things strike me. One is that it's very easy to write a book if you know how. So if you're able to write, it's easy to write a book. That's straightforward enough. Now, that doesn't mean that it isn't without its trials and tribulations and days when it's harder than others. But basically, if you're able to write, you're able to write. That's my philosophy. That's all I can say. So it's quite hard to write a book if you're not able to write and if you haven't done loads and loads of practice. But if you have got all that practice in your background, you know, the writing of a book is comparatively easy. Even though other people won't agree with that. So the hard part, I think, is getting anyone to part with their money to buy it. Why would anybody buy your book? I say to myself, why would they buy my book? I mean, basically, it costs them a lot of effort, toil and sweat and all that to earn money, and to have any disposable income in the current climate is some remarkable achievement. So to have money to buy a book is an achievement in its own right. And then the competition is fierce. The competition is why buy my book rather than, you know, millions and millions of other books? And so if you're not my mother and you're not one of my more generous brothers, why would you bother buying my book? So that's the thing. And that's what every writer does actually face. The self-publication is a very attractive option. It means that you don't have to go through all the hard work of, you know, sending off a synopsis of the plot to people you've never met before in your life and who have never heard of you. And you don't have to put up with 1,000, PFOs, rejection letters. You don't have to put up with those because you're not going to get a rejection letter from yourself. So your self-publishing is wonderfully relaxing in comparison. It's not half as difficult a process as it used to be when you send off your manuscript and heard no more at all. Or if you were lucky, you got a PFO letter. So basically, I'm now in a situation where I'm trying to figure out what to do. And I'm wishing I had done about 20 things in the past. And, you know, I can't do that. I can't undo what I've done. So I have to take it from where I'm at right now. So that's where I'm at in relation to ebook publication. How on earth am I going to get anybody to be even aware of the existence of my ebook? Because before anyone can desire it, let alone buy it, forget that for a minute, before anyone can desire it, they have to become aware of it. And, you know, there are so many other things to be aware of. There are so many more important things than my book in their life. So therein lies the Mount Everest I'm facing today. And I might do a few more of these audios about this, because I have actually found some really good help in this difficulty.